This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So even before the pandemic, I had told you all that we have an insomnia epidemic where people are using sleeping aids nightly, multiple times a week, a month, maybe even getting up in the middle of the night and taking a second dose, so even twice in one night. And it's no shock that that insomnia epidemic is now extending to kids. Well, because there's sleep aids that are over-the-counter for kids, parents are going to them. That's not the first time parents have done it. Parents told me that they used to shut their kid up on a plane by giving them Benadryl. Not the best idea. I think Benadryl could have side effects. Makes them pretty dopey and tired and dries them out, and so I'm not a big fan of parents doing that. But one thing that has exploded is the use of melatonin, especially since melatonin is coming as these little yummy gummies. Melatonin gummies are delicious. So parents are like, this is great. My kid says, I can't sleep. So you give them a gummy and they go to sleep. The problem is we have seen time and time again that these melatonin gummies or other sort of gummies or medications over the counter are very inconsistent with the amount of medicine they have. And we don't really have any pediatric recommendation for a child to take melatonin to sleep. There's other things that should be done first. And some of these melatonin gummies are 10 milligrams. The average adult shouldn't take more than 3 to 5 milligrams. Kids obviously weigh less. Fox News is reporting that nearly half of parents, 46% of the U.S., have given melatonin to a child under the age of 13. Almost one-third of parents have given the supplement to a teen over the age of 13 to help him or her fall asleep. This is according to a survey from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. Kids, I've been jealous of kids. They could go to bed, zonk out. They don't have the worries that we do. They could just zonk out at a moment's notice. Why are kids having insomnia? Well, is it because the parents are up? Is it because of noise? Is it because of pets? Is it because they're on tablets and phones? I mean, kids used to play. Then they'd read, do their homework. You'd read them a bedtime story. Lights would be out. You'd read them a bedtime story. Then you'd tuck them in. So my boys, we had them share a room when they were younger. And so I'd play a game with them where I would tuck one in. And I taught the other one to pretend that, you know, they weren't tucked in, you know, and wrestle up the covers. So I turn around and go, didn't I just tuck you in? And then when I would go to fix that one, then the other one would unhook. Tuck me in, Mommy. I guess not. And then they would do that half a dozen times. Now, that did rile them up, and they'd be giggling, and they'd be kicking off the covers, and then I'd have to tuck them in, and then they were doing it so fast I was running back and forth trying to tuck them both in. And it was kind of stupid. Then I'd do tickle attack. There was also a game I called Uki Nazuki game. Now, the Uki Nazuki game is where I say some stupid stuff, and I bring them down. I grab their legs, and I bring them down the bed, and then I flip them over to the beat of the song, and they would do that. And anyway, by the time I got done with them, they were exhausted, but unfortunately, they were all riled up because I made them laugh. But, you know, we did have a ritual to try to get them ready for bed and going to sleep. Now, then they would talk. They would tell each other stories. They would make farting sounds. Maybe they fought. But then they'd eventually go to sleep. No medicines needed. It's different these days. Now kids have their own phone. They have these tablets. They have... Now, my kids didn't have that until they were teenagers. And then, yeah, I did notice they start to have issues sleeping because of the artificial light. Now, a 2022 AASM, American Academy of Sleep Medicine, health advisory warned against using melatonin for kids because it's not regulated by the FDA. There has been a spike of melatonin overdose. There's been calls to poison control centers, emergency room visits. Why? Well, because they're gummies. They look like gummy bears. So these kids think it's candy. They taste like candy. You screw up the melatonin, a hormone that the body releases to help with its circadian rhythm. You could screw that child's sleep cycle up for a very, very long time, if not for life. And I get it. Parents have to get up early. The kid being up is a pain in the butt. When the kid is asleep, you now have mommy-daddy time. I get that. Or mommy-mommy time or daddy-daddy time. Whatever. But you have got to realize that that is not the best choice. So what do you do if your kid doesn't go to sleep? So, all right. When you have a child, number one is you got to look at what they're playing with and what they're doing right before they go to bed. All right. Got to stop the artificial lights. Okay, have them read a book with the flashlight. Have them maybe go outside with you, sit on the porch, listen to the bugs. But you got to get away from TVs and artificial lights. Number two is you also need to make sure they're not anxious about school. Is it that they're getting bullied? Is it that when they're at the bus stop, it's going to be hell for them? And they're worried about that. So identify if there's any underlying anxiety. Look at their dinner. Is their dinner full of sugar? Stimulants? Are they drinking soda pop? Maybe use dinner that has egg, turkey, fish. Foods rich in tryptophan, nuts, seeds. A healthy dinner might help. Another thing I would also do is nightly showers. Hey, take a warm shower or take a warm bath. Starts relaxing the muscles. And in fact, I notice my kids do that. To go to sleep, they'll take a hot shower. And that's what I do every night. Of course, exercise. Sometimes you could do aromatherapy with lavender. Maybe you could have music in the background or a fan in the background. But try not to go to the melatonin if you don't have to. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, I think Twitter might start charging people to be on it. I don't blame them for doing that. You know, people have been getting freebie stuff for a while. I just don't know if I'm going to pay. To be honest, I don't use social media to the degree that I should. And now that there's so many platforms, I just don't know if it's worth paying for. Especially since my account's been hacked. I think I'm on my third one. And so I think Elon Musk has every right to charge. But it's for me, I don't know. So once they do charge, I'll let you know if I'm still on it. But right now, these things are like, they're like these college, I don't know if you guys have been to college campuses where there's these billboards up or trees and there's all these flyers and there's flyers on top of flyers on top of flyers. And, you know, if you don't have the patience to go and sit and read through all that, if you don't have the time, there's just stuff posted and it's clutter. And I feel a lot of that is clutter. You know, luckily I get my news from a variety of sources so I could double check it, reconfirm that it's real news and not fake. And I don't really have to go to social media for that. So we'll see. But for now, I'm still on Twitter. I'm still on Facebook. And it allows you guys to send message and ask questions. Now, the big headline today was Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife Nadine Arslanian Menendez have been indicted by a federal grand jury over corruption allegations. Now, this is an investigation that focused on $400,000 in gold bars, a luxury car, and payments towards a home mortgage allegedly received. Okay, and I, you know, you could get a gift, you know, a bottle of wine, things like that, but you start getting almost $500,000 in cash, gold bars, now starts to raise some eyebrows. So the indictment is coming, according to Daily Mail, when the couple, they said, had an inappropriate relationship, allegedly, with three New Jersey businessmen, Wael Hanna, Jose Uribe, and Fred Davies, who allegedly paid the couple in exchange for Menendez to use his influence in D.C. to their benefit. Now, if this is true, that is a big no-no. Couple then would face three criminal counts: conspiracy to commit bribery, conspiracy to commit honest services fraud, and conspiracy to commit extortion under color of official night. Right, sorry. The three businessmen will face charges of conspiracy to commit bribery and conspiracy to commit honest services fraud. So the probe looked at other bribes allegedly paid to the couple: cash, gold, payments towards a home mortgage, compensation for a low or no-show job, meaning they paid him for work that he didn't do, a luxury vehicle, and other things of value. So apparently their home was raided back in 2022, last summer. New Jersey Home found $480,000 in cash. Much of it was stuffed in envelopes and hidden in clothing closets and a safe. Now, I mean, you could have cash at home. I understand why a lot of people would be hoarding cash. But where did the cash come from? So they also had gold bars. And mind you, you know, you could be a family that saves. But when they see, when they did the trace that this could come from others to benefit the government, such as the government of Egypt and other sorts of motives, that's concerning. So we'll see what happens with that. With what's been going on with the Bidens and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's role in it, and how the president may be indicted as well. This is something that we as America have aimed to stop, you know, this lack of corruption. And we know that people are corrupt. You know, we cannot have a corrupt-free country. I would love that. But when your people in the highest of levels are doing it so blatantly, it has to be not only stopped, but it has to be protected against. Apparently, the indictment charges, they're indicting Menendez with using the power of the position on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to influence the State Department regarding policy in Egypt, and was sending Nadine highly sensitive information about Egypt that he got in Senate briefings. She, in turn, gave them to, I guess, Hanna. In a text to his wife, Menendez tells her, "I'm going to sign off the sale to Egypt today." And then he talks about what the price is, and then she forwards it to an Egyptian official. That's espionage. It's scary. It's frightening if this is true. And to think that any policy that anybody would be doing at the highest level is not for America's best interest, but for their own best interest, is frightening. You know, people say, oh my gosh, you know, the Republicans are going against Biden and there's nothing to see here. There's nothing to, I mean, if what is alleged is true, I don't know how he stayed in office so long. I don't know why he's still in office. And I mean, all sides are accusing all sides of being in with other countries. In fact, when Vivek Ramaswamy had, during the last debate, said that everybody's bought and paid for except him on that stage, it raised a lot of eyebrows going, is that true? Is everybody a puppet of somebody else? Is somebody, you know, and or what about him? He made his millions. Was it because of China? Was it, you know, I mean, anybody who was anybody, right, obviously didn't do it, right, on their own. there were individuals that helped, individuals that mentored. Banks might have loaned the money. Investments might have grown. And so, you know, it takes a village to get to a place. But you have to, all right, even if somebody helped you legally, ethically, you know, becoming a senator, wrote your letter of recommendation so you could get to Harvard, whatever. Okay, you have a duty to the American people, to the institution, to be ethical and to not put anything above the American's best interest. Now, these politicians fail at that all the time because they're pushing their narrative of their party. Is it really in America's best interest to not have a secure border? Come on. So maybe they go, well, look, we're not doing our jobs anyway, so what the hell? But you don't become a senator to become rich. You don't become a president to become rich. You don't become which was kind of, you know, people ask, why did people like Trump? I thought that was pretty cool. Trump's rich. Didn't want the taxpayer money going to a $260,000 salary or whatever the hell his salary is. Just keep it, guys. I don't need it. Maybe it's $400,000 now. I forget. I don't need it. Keep it. Don't pay me a salary. He could have. And so, you know, the idea of, if you're wealthy, you know, to use the office to improve your wealth, it's just plain out stupid. Because you can make wealth so many other ways. You know, you could write a book. You could be on the lecture circuit. You could get a job at a university. And a lot of them do. A lot of politicians get very high-paying jobs at universities after they leave their position. Why? Don't be stupid. But some of these individuals, they never want to leave their position. Why? Is it because they're making money? So Menendez is now, I believe, going to step down as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Rules for the Senate Democratic Caucus say that any member who is charged with a felony must step aside from a leadership position. And then we'll see what happens with that. But I'm glad somebody's doing their job in terms of finding fraud. And I know it's allegedly, he's innocent until proven guilty, but we've got to stop this. When they say drain the swamp, you know, our tax dollars are going for individuals that are supposed to be putting our best interests at stake and making this country better. How are we making our country better when we're coding and filling our own pockets and we're trying to, you know, help entities who are, again, sending us gold? It's ridiculous. And I mean, you could be pro-Egypt, you could be pro-Israel, you could be pro-Iran, you could be pro-whatever. But once you accept something for that, no. And I think anybody who would do that is really, you'll always get caught. I know people say, well, it's cash. We can hide cash. Apparently, there in any text, meeting, you know, that's why people are kind of shocked why it's taken so long with this Hunter Biden, Joe Biden issue. I mean, they find Tom Brady's jersey in Mexico that got stolen during a Super Bowl a few years ago. They found that within 48 hours. Yet here we are years into, was there really something unethical about what Hunter Biden did? Please. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Parts of the East Coast in for a soggy weekend as a developing tropical storm swirls over the Atlantic, prompting tropical storm warnings from South Carolina to Maryland as the system makes its way toward land and up the East Coast. The White House defending its border policies as migrant crossings are surging. The United Auto Workers Union expanding its strike against GM and Stellantis, but said that progress in negotiations with Ford means it won't expand the number of Ford workers on the picket lines. Seattle Public Utilities asking about 1.5 million customers in the Seattle area to use less water as drought conditions continue throughout most of the state. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one call I get commonly from patients, because I work for a telemedicine company, is the call that I got tons of bug bites on me, and they're not going away. And when I ask them, did they see the bug? Do we know what bug it is? Is it a fire ant? Is it a bed bug? No. I didn't see them. But I woke up, and I got tons of spots. And they itch, and they look like bug bites. And because they're not seeing a doctor in person, nobody could take a swab, take a sample, run a test. And so a lot of people are getting steroids or antibiotics, and they're like, well, hopefully they'll go away. But there are some conditions that might be a little bit more serious. And not all spots are bug bites. So, I had a friend call me up years ago saying, I got bit by a spider above my eye. And I'm like, you're flipping kidding me.
And he goes, yeah. And it got me good. It bit me 5 times. Like a spider won't bite you 5 times. Are you sure it's not shingles? Well, it looks like a spider bite to me. I don't know what shingles. Well, shingles, especially if it's near the eye, can be pretty damn serious. And it will look like little bites. It'll feel like you were bit. It might swell, might look red, might blister, and they come in a cluster. So people think because of the pain they were bit. And then all of a sudden it spreads a few days later. And it could go up your skull, into your eye, cause your eye to water, could go into your ear. If you end up having the bites on your chest, could wrap around the chest, one side of the body, go down the leg. So if you have a cluster of spots, and it seems to be on one side of the body, right, that could be shingles. And shingles could cause you to have lifelong pain if you don't get it addressed right away. And you could spread it to people who never got the chickenpox or never were immune to chickenpox. So one-sided spots, got to get that checked out. If you get these spots on both sides of your body and they keep spreading. So let's say you were sitting outside on the porch listening to the crickets, right? You wake up and you have 7 spots on each leg. Then you go to work. At the end of the day, now you have spots on your chest. Well, maybe these weren't bug bites you got last night sitting on the porch. Maybe you have another condition. Now, even though mpox and chickenpox, very rare. Chickenpox, rare if you've already had it. Rare if you've been vaccinated. Mpox, luckily, cases have dropped. But you have blisters or these spots that are starting to go, you know, around on the body. It could be viral. Could be hand, foot, mouth could cause spots on your body. Flatter spots could be measles. We have seen cases of measles, even in vaccinated individuals. Sometimes we think that the vaccine might need to be boosted. There's also a condition called Skeeter syndrome, where you were bit by a mosquito, but now you have this allergic reaction to the bite. And this allergic reaction is to the mosquito's saliva. Remember, these mosquitoes do a suck-blow mechanism. In order for a mosquito to sit on you and feed, you're going to feel it and flick it away. So it immediately injects an anesthetic so you don't know it's there. And then it can feed as long as it wants. Then it leaves, and now all of a sudden you start to itch, and somebody goes, wow, you got a big spot on you. You're like, how did I not feel the mosquito? Well, the mosquito injects or blows into you the anesthetic. When it does that, its saliva goes into you. And, of course, you could have an allergy to that. They call it Skeeter syndrome. Large local allergic reaction to mosquito bites marked by significant inflammation. Sometimes you could develop a fever. Sometimes you could get swelling that extends across the body. It could blister, it could even bruise. It could last up to 2 weeks, could look like an infection. A lot of people may say, oh, I need antibiotics. I got an infected bug bite. It could be an infected bug bite, but most health officials say it might not be an infection. Just use steroid creams or antihistamines. Severe cases, you might even need oral steroids. So some of you might be getting bit, but then it gets really, really red and it persists. It could be infected, but it might not be. And so a lot of individuals will call up their telemedicine companies asking for antibiotics. We have to be very, very careful these days because we've had antibiotic shortage by overprescribing. We have antibiotic resistance. I have patients say, look, don't give me this medicine. They just don't work on me. Why not? Well, because I used it a lot as a kid. All right. Well, you know, if you are building up a tolerance to some medications, that's a problem. So an allergic reaction to a bug bite needs to be checked out. But then one thing that I'm a little nervous about that I see is people will call up saying, I got tons of bug bites on me. And I'll ask them, I'll go, you know, when you press on them, do they blanch? Do they get lighter for a second or not? Now, most bug bites, especially or kind of hives or Skeeter syndrome or whatever, the blanch for a second. But if you have something called vasculitis, they might not. Now, you could get vasculitis from a bug bite, but that's where you press on it, and it just doesn't get lighter. It still stays dark red. So it's a non-blanching rash. Inflammation of the blood vessels could be a sign of a variety of illnesses, some even serious. And so it's hard for you to tell on your own. So this is my recommendation to you all. When in doubt, get it checked out. But be very careful calling up a doctor on telemedicine with the diagnosis. All right? Like, I got bug bites, so just give me something for that. Because they'll be like, okay, all right, you're saying it's a bug bite. I'm assuming you saw the bug. Whatever. See, I always ask, did you see the bug? Well, no, I didn't. And they get mad that I asked. I go, well, it might not be a bug bite. You know, somebody had called in. They had a big ulcer on their leg. And they go, yeah, I must have been bit by a spider. I go, did you see the spider? They said, no. I'm like, well, it might be something else. You know, you might be getting, you know, a diabetic ulcer. You might be getting a peripheral vascular. You might have getting a venous ulcer. You know, there's other things it could be. But if you have, you know, if you, let's say, saw that mosquitoes were around, you know, you and the whole family were out for a walk. Y'all came back with some bug bites, you know, and the antihistamine isn't working, or you feel like you're reacting to a bug bite more, you know, then, yeah, still get it checked out, obviously, but that might sound more like a bug bite. But if you wake up and you have spots on you, or you're just noticing throughout the day that you're getting more spots, that could be something else. And the reason why your body makes these spots is because it's trying to alert you that something's wrong or something's going on. And we take rashes extremely seriously. And we don't want you to have a delayed reaction or an infection to one. We're always going to ask about your tetanus status. You know, many people go, I don't know when my last tetanus was, because they aren't going to the doctor anymore. They've just been doing, you know, lockdowns or at home or over the phone medicine. Make sure your tetanus is up to date every 10 years. Because if you are bit by a mosquito, we're going to want to make sure your tetanus is up to date. And some of you are like, well, we don't hear about tetanus anymore. Well, you know, I had a great-grandfather that died of tetanus. And thank God we now have antibiotics and we have vaccines. But tetanus is so real to me. When you lose a family member to tetanus, it's real. So make sure you stay up to date on that. But just don't assume all dots on you are from bugs. The easiest thing to do is to, you know, assume it's a bug. But, you know, what if your rash is because of a tick bite? You need to then be watched for Lyme disease or even get some preventative medication. So get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out?
Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. As a reminder, the free COVID test program has relaunched, and the U.S. government is going to be mailing out free COVID tests for those of you who want them. I'm not sure if they're COVID tests from China, South Korea, or if they're American-made, but I think after the first round that was found to have been made in China, I think the government learned their lesson and said people aren't going to want these things, so maybe we won't use tests made in China. It's a shame that we have such distrust of a whole country where our medicines still come from there and so many of our things and supplies still come from China. I have friends and students from China, and but it's, you know, because of COVID, and it's links to the Wuhan lab. A lot of people are not that excited about having test kits coming from that same area. So the White House is going to relaunch a program September 25th, so that's Monday. You can go to the covidtest.gov website. Each household could obtain 4 tests. The link will take you to a USPS site. You put in your name, your address, and an optional email. They could take about a week to 12 days to arrive. Even though the Eris, the EG.5 strain, is currently circulating, the FL1.51, the XBB1.166, and the BA2.86 subvariants are currently underway. The test kits are being deployed as we're coming into cough, cold, flu season. I think they help when they test you positive. But if you get a negative test, I think we're still back to square one, because you could still have COVID. If they test negative, then we have false negatives with these things. So it could be the way you got a swab. It could be you tested too early. It could be you're having GI COVID, so the nose doesn't necessarily have the virus yet. Sometimes it just, these tests, again, these tests were designed for the original wild-type COVID from 4 years ago. So that got leaked from the lab summer of 2019. So that's what this is, these tests are designed for. So I am hearing that some people are testing positive immediately. So we do know that they can be sensitive to this, these new strains. But just because you get a negative test, you might have to redo it, because many people who are positive say they did get a negative test first time out. Each kit will have 2 tests. They are rapid antigen tests. They are not PCR tests. You don't have to send it to a lab. In fact, the U.S. government is asking on the honor system for you to actually report if you're positive or not, because they would like to get some data. False negatives could occur if the swab misses the cells that have the virus, improper collection, you test too soon. But these free COVID tests, 4 per household, not bad. Keep in mind that the 4 tests might mean you're only getting 2 boxes. All right. A lot of you take one and you're like, wow, I was positive, so let me do it one more time. If you're positive, you save that second test to retest, you know, 5 days later, 10 days later, when you want to go back to work or you want to be around people to see if you're negative. That's what that second test is for. But people are using both their tests at once. That doesn't really help. All right, for more information, I did put this on my Twitter and my Facebook. It does have a hyperlink to the link, so you could then order them on Monday. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. As I said, the big problem we have is we really need flu tests at home. We're having a lot of misdiagnoses. People are calling saying, I have the flu. I think we only had about maybe 130 cases last week of the flu that the CDC documented. Well, how do we know that you really have flu? And last year, we were in short supply of Tamiflu before flu season hit its peak. So I want to see flu tests at home. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's going to be another Prime Day in October. Amazon says there's going to be some deals. Now, some of you are like, well, I don't really care. I don't really use Amazon. I think this is a great opportunity. Not for Amazon. I don't want to advertise for Amazon. But I am sick and tired of overpaying for Christmas presents. And I told you guys what happened to me, where I wanted to buy my son a Spider-Man bike. And I go to the store early the Wednesday before Thanksgiving vacation. So the Wednesday before, the day before Thanksgiving. And I ask the guy to take the bike down because I want to buy it. And he's like, no, why are you doing it now? Buy it Black Friday. We're going to be open on Friday and the prices will be cheaper. Come early, I'll take it down then and you'll get it cheaper. I'm like, oh, okay. So I get it and I walked out. I came back on Friday. All the bikes were $20 more expensive, and the bike I wanted was already gone. Maybe he wanted it for himself, whatever. So I learned my lesson that if I want to buy a Christmas present, I might not want to do it on Black Friday. And how does Black Friday work? Well, it works by, you got these door-busting sales, so you think everything's going to be that cheap. They get you in, and then they get you in the back with higher prices. Now, maybe some stores are really ethical. Maybe some stores are really, really nice at making sure they're not overcharging you. But you need to price shop and get a little better idea. And I told my kids, I go, you know, whatever you think you want for the holidays, let me know now. And they don't know what they want. They're spoiled. There you go.
I want a new mommy.
You want a new mommy, okay? Hey, I can make that happen. You really want a new mommy. All right. Just snap your fingers, boy. I am going to be... I'm going to go to Tahiti. All right? I got a new boyfriend, Jimmy Garoppolo. See you guys. No. So they... You know, no, I'm not. Jimmy Garoppolo is not my boyfriend. I wish. I'm happily married. Gosh, he's gorgeous, though. So Amazon is going to run an event from Tuesday, October 10th to Wednesday, October 11th. So 2 days. And it's because they make a lot of money. And Amazon Prime members get an opportunity to do their holiday shopping early. So this could be pretty cool. It's just price check now to get a little better idea. Because you might think, okay, wait a second, you know, I need to buy an Apple Watch for my hubby, let's say. And the Apple Watch is, who knows, what, $200, whatever it is now. And if you see that the prices go down on that, then okay, well then you know what the average price is. But if you see that the price is going up because it's Amazon Prime Day, well then you kind of got an idea of what's going to be happening. And you know, I always tell people, try to do your Christmas shopping in the summer. I buy all my Christmas. I bought a big snowman, and I bought some Christmas decorations in the summer. They were cheaper. You got to buy it off season. When everybody's shopping, these stores are hungry. They have to pay higher wages. Yeah, they're going to nickel and dime you. So we don't really know which products are going to be on sale through Amazon. But, you know, this is coming from New York Post. They say there might be sales on 23andMe, an ancestry service, sleeping masks, 3D white strips, things like that. Not that those would be Christmas presents. But, you know, watch and get your ideas of what you think you're going to need to buy now. Because my big problem is getting screwed. And I'm so mad that I couldn't get the bike my son wanted. Because somebody lied to me at the store. Because maybe they wanted it themselves. Who knows? And then I had to pay $20 more? Oh, hell no. And it's ridiculous. That was back in the early 2000s. So you could just imagine what the price hikes could be now. So figure out what it is you want, price shop, and then see if it's something you need to buy early. Now, a lot of people go, well, they change their mind, or they may get it for themselves. I'm fine, just save the receipt then. Not a big deal. Save the receipts. You know, I do have Amazon Prime. I know it costs money per year. But I like it because we do order a lot of things. To be Amazon Prime saved me money. And I feel bad because with Walmart, I used to go to Walmart all the time, spend $200 a pop because I'd be walking in there for toothpaste. And then I would see a pillow or a blanket and then go, oh, I need this, I need this. And it was an absolute it was ridiculous. So what I like about Amazon Prime is if I want to just buy one simple thing, like cat food, I could just buy that one simple thing and I don't get taken for anything else. So I'm a fan, but not sure what's going to happen this Christmas. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.